Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Reed Killian, CEO and president of Unipixel Incorporated. The company trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board, ticker symbol UNXL. Thanks for joining us today, Reed.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Start off by giving us a brief background of the company.
Yeah, Unipixel has developed what we coin a new enabling display technology, which is TMOS, stands for Time Multiplexed Optical Shutter, that will allow current LCD panel manufacturers to produce a higher performing display at a lower cost in a subset of its current LCD manufacturing infrastructure. Given that 70% of the cost in an LCD panel today is in the BOM or the bill of materials, the move from a LCD manufacturing process to a TMOS process will save anywhere from 40 to 60% on that bill of materials. The BOM cost for the entire LCD panel market is just north of about $70 billion when you're talking about a $100 billion market. The move from LCD manufacturing to TMOS manufacturing would save anywhere between $28 billion to $42 billion. We've also developed our Opcuity performance engineered films. The major subcomponent in a TMOS display is our Opcuity active layer film. We will license the TMOS display technology to current LCD panel manufacturers and sell our Opcuity active layer film to them as a part of the bill of materials to build a TMOS display. Our business model is a licensing model with a manufacturing component, as I said. As part of the Opcuity active layer film development, we have had some ancillary products emerge at potential significant revenue-generating technologies for other billion-dollar market segments. One such segment is actually the touch market, which is exploding with the iPhone and all the smartphones and netbooks and notebooks. And we have developed a fingerprint-resistant film, which we call Opcuity, fingerprint-resistant film, that allows you to utilize your display, your touch application, without leaving fingerprints on the display. So that's kind of a little overview on Unipixel.
Yeah, that's a great intro. And so talk about some of the other benefits of, besides lowering the manufacturing costs of your technology, such as higher energy efficiency.
Well, in a LCD display today, you start out with 100% of the light as far as the backlight is concerned. And by the time the light gets through all the layers in the display, 5% is available to the user. We start out with 100% of the light. By the time the light gets through our system, we have about 60% available to the user. That translates directly into power savings. So we're about 6 to 10x more power efficient than LCD technology. And when you're talking about investing in energy, efficiencies give you the best return on that investment. And we believe we offer a significant advantage on the power consumption side than LCD does. If every TV in the United States were a TMOS-based TV in 2009, as opposed to LCD plasma or CRT, you'd save about $5.7 billion in energy costs. So we have a tremendous advantage relative to energy efficiency.
Great. And talk about some of the other market trends, Reed, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, we have developed a core competency in performance engineered films. Part of that core competency is really focused on the development of our active layer film for our TMOS display. But based on the fact that we've really focused on near-field micro-optics, thin film conductor deposition, and also the ability to master and micro-replicate these features on a very thin film, this technology is also something that we can move into, say, solar energy efficiency by developing lens structures that concentrate light from 180 degrees to the photovoltaic cell, which would increase efficiency. The other is some of the state-of-the-art capabilities we've developed around inkjet technologies. We are currently laying down 4-micron lines and spaces, state of the art today is around 50 micron lines and spaces. How that equates to energy efficiency or solar enhancement efficiency is in the lines and spaces that are utilized today, they're about 120 microns. If we can reduce those lines and spaces to about 4 to 6 microns, we increase the amount of light that is available to the photovoltaic cell. So there's many advantages that our technology brings outside of the display technology. For instance, we've developed some ways to manufacture anti-counterfeit films. These are all part of the core development effort that are ancillary to our TMOS active layer film.
And so what would you say differentiates or makes your company unique from other players in their sector? Is it the technology?
It's focused on the technology. It's the way that we are going to market. As I said before, it's a licensing model with a manufacturing component. We consider ourselves an enabling technology for the current LCD infrastructure. We use actually a subset of the current LCD infrastructure to manufacture a TMOS display. So we have advantages from the standpoint of what an adoption curve could look like because we don't build new materials, new infrastructure, new processes. We leverage existing infrastructure and materials, and we bring to that new architectures that can leverage that.
Great. And you recently presented at the Society for Information Display Conference.
Yes.
What were some of the highlights of your presentation?
Well, I think that the power efficiency and performance attributes that the TMOS display brings are interesting to current panel display manufacturers. The real value, again, is being able to utilize an existing infrastructure. There has been billions spent on the LCD infrastructure, and to utilize a subset of that to bring a new technology in that offers performance benefits is a big plus. The other thing is at the conference, probably about 60 to 65% of the people that were showing new displays and new applications were really focused on touch applications. Multi-touch, you have capacitive touch, you have resistive touch, but probably, again, 60 to 65% of the new panels that were shown offered some form of touch. The one thing that we did notice is a tremendous amount of fingerprints on those touchscreen applications. So I think our fingerprint-resistant film is going to be very well received within the market. Currently, people are used to buying the protective covers that go on these touch applications.
That's what I have.
Yeah, but the thing is, those covers don't offer the fingerprint resistance that we do. We actually do not allow a fingerprint to set up on the screen. It actually wicks the fingerprint away from the viewer, so it does not set up. So there's no deleterious effects to the viewing experience for the user.
Great. Really sounds very helpful for all us techies out there. And so can you walk us through your background and experience, Reed, as well as that of some of the key management team at Unipixel?
Sure. I've been in the tech sector for the last 15 to 20 years. I've played executive roles in the tech sector that include sales and marketing, supply chain management, new product development, new business development. And we have put together a very strong executive management here, executive management team here at Unipixel. We have material science expertise. We have development expertise. We have some gentlemen that have run from the whiteboard to full-blown manufacturing and product development. So we have a unique group that we've put together to support the advancement of the technology.
Great. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Over the next year, we look to introduce our fingerprint-resistant film to the market. We're currently sampling that today. It's under test and evaluation from multiple OEMs in the market segment. We expect to start taking orders on that in the August-September timeframe. We'll see revenue probably in the September timeframe. And we expect to be cash flow positive by the second quarter of 2010, just based on the film business alone. We also expect to sign some more joint development agreements and license agreements around our TMOS display technology and expect some development revenues to come in on that front as well. So we have the back half of 2009 and going into 2010 look to be very bright spots for Unipixel and Unipixel investors moving forward.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing me to my next question. I was just going to ask you in regards to how important are joint development agreements and, partnerships as part of, important part of your business model.
Well, I think it's extremely important. When you're talking about entering billion-dollar market segments, $100 billion market segments with respect to the display space, there's large infrastructures that are already in place. And our focus is to enable current infrastructures. So it's very important to align with major players in the segment, utilize their infrastructures where applicable. We don't necessarily want to reinvent the wheel. We want to bring real saleable results to engagement with Unipixel to those licensees and partners moving forward.
Great. And talk about some of the challenges that the company faces, not only as a company, but in the industry as well, and some of your specific, strategies for, overcoming some of those obstacles.
Yeah, I think you can say that we've run into the perfect storm with respect to the macroeconomic conditions facing the United States and the world today. We wanted to focus on bringing value to licensees and customers. And the ability to reduce cost and increase margins in a very competitive environment is paramount to success. And we believe we offer that to current LCD panel manufacturers and other segments of the industry like solar and potentially fingerprint-resistant films, certainly fingerprint-resistant films as we move forward. All those markets are large and growing markets, and we think that we can be an active player in multiple segments, first and foremost being the display sector with our TMOS display technology followed by our fingerprint-resistant film.
Certainly. And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically, look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
I think a lot of what we're doing is organic. We again, don't want to reinvent the wheel, so we'll leverage existing infrastructures. I think we'll stay a very flat organization. It's not a situation where we're going to burn a lot of capital, but the value add that we bring to our partners allows us to leverage those resources. So that's the direction that we're going.
Great. And in terms of investors, Reed, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
We're in a position where we're going to start educating the investors. We're going to start doing quarterly calls, probably going into the fourth quarter, where we can point to revenue and general directions and trends that the company expects. I think that we're going to spend more time engaging with analysts and making sure that they understand the true value proposition that this company brings.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Reed Killian, CEO and President of Unipixel Incorporated. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is UNXL. Currently trading at 44 cents a share with a market cap slightly north of $10 million. And before we conclude, Reed, what are some of the key reasons why Unipixel, UNXL, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
I think our IP position around our technology is very solid, so we can protect our interests, create a strong barrier to entry. I think we bring value to not only the potential shareholders out there, but our customers. And I think that combined with our ability to execute and innovate will lead to significant returns.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress as well as growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us and to update our investors today.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks, Reed.